This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, December 12th. God's word for you today is, act I on. Our scriptural reading is taken from John chapter 12, verse 24, and it says, let me make this clear. A single grain of wheat will never be more than a single grain of wheat unless it drops into the soil and dies, because then it sprouts and produces a great harvest of wheat, all because one grain died. Like we said yesterday, this scripture is the secret to fulfilling your dreams and destiny. You have to be willing to die to your dreams in order to live those dreams. It is the death that brings about the life. You have to be willing to die to yourself. You have to be willing to die for your own reputation before you can enter into the destiny in God. The problem with a lot of us is that we are custodians of our reputation. We are custodians of our own branding. We are custodians of our own public image. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. When you see someone who is at the cross and is dying to self, do not pity the person. That is a process of multiplication and enlargement. He or she is going to spring up and become a forest. So the question is, what do you need to do today in order to get to where you want to be tomorrow? What seed do you need to plant today for the harvest you want to see tomorrow? As a pastor, I have the privilege of talking with a lot of people and helping people through life. One thing I have noticed in some people, not everybody, just want to talk about their problems. They seem to be fascinated with how life has been unfair to them. So I ask, do you want to keep complaining or do you want to do something about it? Do you want to die for yourself? Do you want to just keep looking like a victim? Or do you want to pay the price and do the work that is required? Many people are waiting on God for a spouse, a job, or that job. Some are waiting on God for a promotion, a business breakthrough, a child, or for fulfillment. It may just be possible that you think you are waiting on God when God is actually waiting on you. I can tell you stories upon stories of times in my life when I thought I was waiting on God, and it dawned on me that it was me who needed to make the move. If you do not move, heaven will not do it for you. You have to make the move. God will do what only He can do, but God will not do what you can do. You have to do what you can do. For instance, something as simple and as basic as brushing your teeth. You can actually brush your teeth, but you do not do it. Then you are talking to ladies, but you do not do it. Then you are talking to ladies. Then you are talking to ladies and they are running away from you. And you say, I do not know what is wrong with all these girls. Nothing is wrong with them. Your mouth is booming. Ladies too, you can brush your teeth. Let us pray. Father, I will act on these truths that you have revealed and spoken to me today. Help me to move as heaven requires me to, and not wait. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.